Just we're already got the hammer out. We're already starting our fourth daf. Already starting our fourth daf. Yeah, fourth daf today. So as the Shabbos should keep on going. Shabbos Shabbos some strength. So let's see the Mishnah over here. The second line on daf hammer out the Mishnah. Mishal shalim b'mamon. Ve'in mishal shalim b'makos. We do something to mamon and not to makos. Now, what does the word mishal shalim mean? So maybe some people remember on daf gimel amar aleph. On the top, whoever wants to see the Rashi can turn back to see the Rashi. Chazal said, when you see the letters, it makes you smart. So maybe we'll listen to Chazal, make us smart maybe. So now, the Mishnah, if you look on that Gimel Amud Aleph, the second Rashi on the page, the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, the second Rashi over there, because that Gemara, Gimel Amud Aleph, quoted our Gemara. So what does that Rashi say, the word Mishal Shalom? Because over here, Rashi doesn't say what it means. So what does Rashi over there say? Mishal Shalom B'mamon. So Rashi has two pshat over there. His first shot is, "Im shlosha edim, if there are three edim, or arba, or even four edim, mishashlim b'nei, besin becomes a three." The word mishashlim comes from the terminology of, not from the terminology of three, but they become, so to speak, a third party. The besin mixes himself into the picture. Besin nasin shlish b'nei. Besin becomes a third party between them. The hashvatan to equal app appear on the payment. Each lefichal call each person according to their portion. Which, according to this pshat, it's saying specifically the word mishal shalim means you actually split it up into three. No, sorry, that's the next pshat. Sorry, I confused it. That's the next pshat. According to the first pshat, the word mishal shalim is like from the terminology of shalosh. Good. So which means that. Vested is a third party to them. It splits up the thing, each person according to their portion. Or, right, it's like a lush of a third party. That's the Rashi. So again, we'll see Rashi. What's Rashi? Mishal Shalim Amon. Im Shlosha Eidahin. Or Abba. I don't care how many Eidahin I hear. Right? The word Shalosh just means, doesn't have to be with splitting it three ways. It's not what it means. It means, Vested Naase Shlish. Vested become the third, meaning a third party. In English, you say they become a third party. Beinahem between them. Lahashvotam to make Shaveh. Make equal the PRON to make each person have an equal payment, each lafi chalko, each person according to his portion that he owes. That's his first pshat. Inami, or also another pshat. Hai mishal shal lishna ba'amu. It's just a lashon, it means to split. It's a lashon in the world. Mechalken ha'pirayim, you split up the payment, bein shloshta between the three of them. Behu adinami imar ba'a, hein mirubayim. So according to the second pshat, Shalosh, Mishal Shalom comes from the terminology of three, which means you split it up three ways. And if you would have four people, you would call it Merabi'in, you split it up four ways. So it happens to be our Mishnah was talking about a case that there were three people. So we're saying you split it up three ways. That's just what the word Mishal Shalom, Rashi has two pshatim. It doesn't mean you're splitting up three ways between three people. Or the other pshat is no, it's just best then it becomes a third party to split it up whatever it is. Fine. So let's come back to Dathei Amud Aleph, back to our mission. Now that we know what the word Mishal Shalim is, Rashi was the vocabulary for us, explained to us from Daf Beis, from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So let's see again. Mishal Shalim B'mamon, we could go with one shot now, means best to become the third party. It basically means you'll split up the mamon. At the end of the day, it means you're going to split up. You're going to split up the money, which Ve'ein Mishal Shalim B'makos. But you do not split up in Makos. I mean, in the case of Eidim Zayin, you split up the money between the two Eidim Zemen, not the Makos. Now, the Mishnah doesn't explain itself what it means. That's the opening state. Now, Ketzad. A lot of times, Mishnayis, we shouldn't get stuck on the first line because it explains itself afterwards. A lot of Gemaras also should keep on going. Hopefully, a lot of times we'll open the Mishnah itself. The Gemara itself will explain itself. We shouldn't get stuck on the first line. Like here, the Mishnah explains Ketzad. How? What's the case? Like this. Heiduhu, if they were Meyed, they said testimony. Shehu chayv l'chavera masayim zuz. Two edim come, or three edim come, and say, this guy is chayv, Reuven owes his friend masayim zuz 200 zuz. V'nimtzu zayimin, and they're found to be edim zayimin. Talach is mashal shalom b'neim. They split it up between them. You split up this 200 zuz between all of them, right? Aval im he do, if they said it, edus, they testified, Shuchayev Malkos Arba'im, that is Chayev, that Reuben deserves 40 lashes. Vinim to Zayman, and then they're found to be Edim Zayman. Then call Echad Be'echad, all, every one, which means each one and one. I mean, in English, you say each and every one. Loka Arbaim get 40 lashes. So what's going on here? What's our Mishnah say? What's our Mishnah say? In a case, two Edom come and say that Reuven owes Shimon 200 zoz, right? Then we don't say that each aid has to pay 200 zoz, but we say that altogether that has to be 200 zoz paid to this day. Together, they have to pay 200 zoz, correct? Each one doesn't have to pay 200 zoz. Together, we have to pay the guy in the box the 200 zoz. Good, correct or not correct? Say something wrong? Good. But by Malchus, what's halacha by Malchus? But by Malchus, right? By Malchus, what's halacha? Halacha is each one is to get a full 40 Malchus. Meaning like this. The Torah says, and ask everybody what they think. Maybe you can teach me the Gemara. If the Torah says, Fasisim loy kasha zaman, do to him like he planned to do. Right? So what does that sound like? That sounds like, you should, let's say these two guys made Reuven pay, they wanted to make Reuven pay Shimon 200 zuz, right? It says, do to him like he planned on doing. So how do you understand that each one should pay a full 200 zuz, because that's what they wanted to do, or together they should pay? If you read the Pesukim,
I understand from the Pshat of the Pesukim, it's focused on the punishment, the onesh for the witnesses. Due to him, due to each one. It says it also in the singular, due to him, what him.
Oh, so Ruh wants to say that maybe the pasuk says due to him, like he wanted to do to the
each
guy.
One should
to each one. What's the guy in the box called? The guy in the box? The
accused.
The accused? The Nadav, the Nidav, let's say English word, a few like me. The accused. So let's say the accused guy. So Ruh wants to say maybe the pshat is due to him, it's focusing on each one. But really, I think like that. There's a klal in Eidos. Whenever the Torah says the word Eid, we brought it, the Rishon, we saw on the bottom of the Gemara earlier, it always means two Eid. A lot of times the Torah says the word Eid, and it really means both Eid. A lot of times we're talking about both Eidim, we like talk to each one on their own, but really we mean both of them. So, that we had that earlier. So a lot of times the Torah says Eid, and it's never possible if you want Eid.
But then, because of the doubt, we could have said over there, due to them. It didn't.
So you want to say in this case maybe fine. So the question here really is what's the passion? What's the simple pshat? Do you understand that the pashup pshat you should give both of them the full punishment or halfway? Okay, so what's the Mishnah saying? In Mammon, each guy pays full. You want to say the pashup pshat you should give each guy halfway? That's pashup pshat. Everyone wants to say each guy should give also halfway.
But also, I don't know, it depends how.
Yeah, that's two ways to look at it. Oh, so in a time, we'll see it in tomorrow. Oh, so what does Rashi say? So what's Pshat of this Mishnah? So we didn't. Now, what's the Pshat of this Mishnah? What's the difference? You have a difference? Why is Malchus different than Mom? Saying, in Malchus, the two Edim have to get to full, each Edim himself has to get 40 Malchus. Right? By money, they split the money. They both pay half of it. Right? So what's the difference? So Rashi also is bothered by that. So what does the first Rashi say in the Mishnah? By money you do split it up. Kind of a farish father, like we're going to explain like as we go along.
So that's what his father, by meaning that's the chiddush. And for Rashi, that's the chiddush.
Yeah, what's the difference?
So Rashi, the chiddush is in mamon.
Oh,
so meaning that the pshat and pasuk is that everybody should get the full amount.
Oh, good. So,
but then it appears that Abai and Rava both take two different sides.
That's what's bringing up both. Abai and Rava take two different sides.
Right, so one says that the pshat is.
That's what I wanted to get to. That's the buy and rub is going to. That's the way I just understood. Hashem helped me understand. I just understood like this thing. That's what a buy and rub is. That's. I mean, what's the starting point? What's the pashtus? What's the pashtus? What's the flip side? I mean, what's the pshat? What's the simple way to understand the pasuk? Are we going to understand the pasuk simply that each guy should get the full letter of the law? Each guy should get the full punishment what they want to do to the other person? Or the simple pshat is no, that they should split up the punishment. Split up. The punishment. So really, it's going to cut, like you're saying, that's really going to be the machlokes of Bayin Rav. That's where I understand. Like we'll see. That's really what the starting point. Good. Ah, oh, why did I say a Bayin Rav? Good. Fine. Yes. Let's see the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. Very good. That's the way I understand. So now let's see the Gemara.
No, I don't know.
So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara starts off, Minahani Mila. So what did I say? Where do we know these words? Which means, what's the Gemara bothered by? The Gemara that's bothered by why Malkus gets split, why each person gets Malkus, or why Mamet is split?
Why is it right?
What's the Gemara bothering? Gemara says, how do you know this? So what's the problem? I mean, what's the Gemara bothered by right away? Meaning, how do you know this? How do you know what? I mean, we said two halachas. We said two different halachas.
At first, when we looked at this Mishnah, we thought that if the default is that it's a knas, we thought the default. What do we think? If the default is that it's a knas, then mamon is the chiddush.
I'm not going to go into that. Let's just stay focused.
Let's
stay focused and go further there, okay? Minani mili. It's a different point. So minani mili. Minani mili. So I want to take on the Gemara itself. Now, you're saying good things. Minani mili. Amar Abaye. So how do you know this? How do you know what? So let's see Rashi. Meaning, what was the Gemara's original question? How do you know this? Meaning, what's the Gemara that bothered by? Which one is the Gemara think is the good one and bad? Meaning, we have two different halachas. One halacha is by malchus, each person gets the full malchus, and by money they split it. So what's the Gemara bother? So Rashi says right away, Minani mili, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. What does Rashi say? At the first narrow line, Minani mili. How do you know what's the Gemara bother by? The chol echad that each one seifik asar pam that hit the 40 times. How do you know each one gets hit 40 times? That's the Gemara Minani mili, which means right now the Gemara is understanding that the pashup shot should be the Arab Aram. The Gemara is starting off Minani mili. How do you know? What's your source that you know that each one gets a full 40? The Gemara's a simple understanding is that the pasuk should be that between the two of them that they should be combined. That's the simple understanding of the pasuk.
Combine malchus also, with the Gemara saying.
So by malchus also, they should also be combined. So minani mili, how do we know that by malchus it should be different? Why you change? That is the pasuk. The pasuk is really they should be combined. The Torah said do to them what they try to do to the other person. So give to them combined what they try to do to him. Which means maybe also by money. Just like by money, you combine. Together, they both pay 200 toes. By makos also. So you see that the Gemara is already flow. You know what I mean? That's the pashas. The Gemara is gone. So Amar Abai. Abai says, I agree with you. Really, I hold that the simple pshat is, I understand that by money, that's the simple pshat. So why are we veering off the simple pshat by makos? Why by makos do you say each one gets full amount? I'll tell you why, because it has a special pasuk. Because Ne'ma Rasha b'chayve Malkus. It says the word Rasha when it's talking about giving lashes. But Ne'ma Rasha says the same word Rasha b'chayve Mises Bestin. In a case where someone gets a death penalty. So obviously the Torah is trying to connect them in a certain way. Meaning, there's a certain halacha, that making their Shabbat, there's a certain halacha, or a certain aspect that you have by halacha of Misa, by giving someone death, that aspect will apply to Malkus. Either they're two different things, they're two different punishments. One is getting a guy lashes, one is a guy killing the guy. But there's a certain halacha we want to bring after the Gzeirah Shavah.
What's the Gzeirah Shavah
doing everything? No, meaning, not for the halacha, but in Gzeirah Shavah, that means in the halacha I'm bringing out, you can't split this halacha. And here we're bringing out a concept. Now, in every Gzeirah Shavah, we're not saying you're the same as this. Gzeirah Shavah is apples and oranges. I'm taking one concept from an apple. I said that whole concept of bringing out can't be that, and that concept of pulling out can't be halfway.
I'm choosing only one aspect. That's okay.
It's okay, especially here. It's funny because we're not even learning halacha. It's more like an idea. I mean, it's like just like over there. Meaning, in a way, it's interesting. Zeru shav. It's like an idea. We're saying just like over here. Let's see the Gemara. It's interesting. Zeru shav. It's not like a halacha. We're saying. Mal halon, just like over there, ain misa lemechta. You can't physically kill a guy halfway. You can't kill a guy halfway. He's a dead or he's alive. Menachem, you have a gun. Can you kill a guy halfway? He's either dead or he's alive. You can't kill a guy halfway. You haven't killed a guy. You can't kill a guy halfway.
You can feel half
dead. Yeah, but you can't kill a guy. Either he's dead or alive. So just like you can't kill someone halfway. So therefore, af kan ain malchus lemechta. Here also, you can't give a guy. We understand from here. There's no such thing as giving Malkus halfway. It's interesting, Zer Shabbat. The Torah is connecting Malkus to giving a guy death. Now, where's the connection? One of them, you're hitting the guy. The other time, you keep Bestin's killing the guy. So what's the connection? There's an aspect of what are you connecting?
We're not
killing the guy. In which aspect are we pulling out? They're saying, just like over there, there's no such thing of killing a person halfway because it's physically impossible. Right? Oh, the Bestin, you kill the guy, you don't kill the guy. So too, by Malkus, there's no halfway Malkus. If we're giving you 40, you deserve a full sentence, you get a full sentence. You have to get a full sentence. Okay, if you can't handle a full sentence, fine. There's no such thing as getting, you don't get half a sentence to Malkus. You get a full sentence of 40. You can't give you, there's no such thing of a half a sentence. That's the Gzeir Shavu. But Kapolin, it's just like an idea. So like over there, it's impossible to kill a guy halfway. Here also, the Gemara says it's impossible to give a guy half a Malkus. Halachically, we're not going to give a guy half. We're not going to give a guy half a sentence. We give you full sentence. It happens to be later if he can't handle it, we'll give him less. But right when a guy gets less than 40, so he can't handle it. The Malkus is you get basically until you drop. So that's the Gemara saying. So again, Abai is coming out like this. Really, I hold this Pashup Shah like the Gemara says, you should only get, you should, together they should pay up that guy. Together, the two Edom should pay him up. Right? That's the Pashup Shah. And really, together they should combine the Malkus. That's the simple Pashup. So why don't we do that? Only because we have Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava teaches me that there's no such thing of half a Malkus. Each guy has to get, it's only called Malkus if you're getting a full amount. To tell you you get 20 Malkus, it's not called Malkus. It's called, I don't know, it's called kids play. It's not Malkus. Malkus is, you get a full sentence. Until then, it's not. So if each Eid Zohim has to get Malkus, if you give the guy 20, it's not Malkus, it's something else. The Torah tells you Malkus is a full sentence of 40. So therefore, each guy has to get a full 40. Rabbi, what do you want to?
I was wondering about the assessment, because they're not going to be the same anyway.
That's what I was saying. I scribbled the same. Best thing's sentence has to be a 40 Malkus. Now, if we're going to see this, the Torah gives us a pass, so you can't kill the guy. So if he can't get the full sentence for him, like my Chorus Sukkot said, it could be for him, his full sentence is going to be 20, because that's all he can handle.
Right, so even if the accused, if I would have assessed this accused, I would have saw that he could only take 20, because he's a very weak accused. But the guy, the Adim Zoom member, is a big guy. He can take more. I'm going to give him more?
Yeah, the Mishnah later talks about it. Well, we had the Gemara already. We said, whatever, yeah, the Gemara said, yeah, because the point is, it's a full sentence, you get the most you can handle.
Right.
So you also get the most you can handle. It happens to be you can handle. The Torah says, give the guy till right before he dies. He's going to die, stop there. So it's the same sentence, just it's going to come out equal different things. They both got sentenced to get Marcus basically, oh, till they like,
the
almost die.
Planning, man. This guy's talking about 20.
Good? Okay. Fine. So again, so it's very important we're coming out in Abaya, the Pshat, he's saying, I understand the Silom Pshat and the Pasuk Kashazamam is that you should combine. Do to them what they want to do to him. Really, you should combine the punishment. Let them both together give to him what he deserves. So why don't you do that by Malkus? Because I have a special Pasuk telling me not to. Because the Pasuk teaches me there's no such thing of half job of Malkus. You can't, right? Not so much because of what Rav is going to say, you can't combine them. Stop, that's not called Malkus. To give a guy 20 is not called Malkus. But he's saying, I have a Pasuk that teaches me, you can't do a half. So he's saying, you can't do a half job of Malkus. No such thing. So therefore, you have to give a guy, each person has to get 40 Malkus. That is a Abaye's Shabbat. Good, that's a Abaye. Let's see Rashi and Abaye's Shabbat. Let's see Rashi over here. The second narrow line. It says the word Russia when it talks about killing, when Bestin is a kill again. What does it say? It says, Asher hu Russia Lamus. When the guy, Bestin has to, the guy, they kill a person who's a Russia and deserves to die. And now, where does it say the word Russia by Malkus? B'chayvei Malkus. What does Rashi say? Paz says, in bin ha-kois ha-Russia. So there also says the word Russia. Right? So it says the word Russia both times. So we connect them. We say, just like by Misa, you can't kill a guy halfway. Also, by Malkus, you cannot give a guy half a Malkus. Right? So therefore, it's a special part, because there's Shabbat teaching me, each guy has to get full 40, a sentence of full 40. At least a sentence is to be full 40. Good. That's all a Abaye's Shabbat. Now comes Rava. He says no. Rava says no. Rava Amar, you know why the halacha is like this? Because be'ina ka'asha zamam la'asas la'acha v'leka. The reason why you don't give each guy a whole Malkus, a half a Malkus, is because you have to give each person, focusing on each person themselves, ka'asha zamam la'asas, what you plan to do to your brother. Focus on each guy, what you plan to do to your brother. So you plan to do to your brother 40, so you got to get 40. You also plan on doing your brother 40, you got to give it 40. That's what he's understanding the pasuk. The pasuk is going on, each one has to get what you plan to do to your friend. It's different than Abaye. Abaye is saying, together you pay him back your friend. He's saying it's not the pshat. The pasuk is, you, each one of you have to get what you wanted to give to your brother. That's the pshat. So what's the obvious question? So what? Good, so that's the Mars Kashas. The Mars says, what's the Mars next step? Oh, so that's the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk. So it's the Divus, then why is money different? So the Mars, they both have different starting points. So he says, the Mars says, so that's his Pshah. We have to do to you, each person specifically, you want to do to your brother. And they're like, and you're not going to have it. If you're going to give each guy 20 makos, you're not going to have kasha zama, because you, Mr. A, plan to give him 40. You, Mr. B, plan to give him 40. So why ask the obvious question everybody's asking? If so, mama, nami, money also, each guy should pay the full 200 zoz, because that's what they wanted to do. So why ask is a teretz. And now this is where it's a little hard to understand Gemara's teretz. What's the word? I mean, they sound like the same thing. If you're telling me you have to do to each person the full blow, you try to do that guy, so money also. Mer says, no. Mamon mitzdar. Money could be combined. Malkos lo mitzdar. Malkos cannot be combined. So you have to understand from Rashi, so what do you say? What's that supposed to mean? Meaning, you tell me each guy has to get the full put thing. What exactly what you, Mr. A, planned on doing to Reuven, you have to get on you, and Shimon also. So what's the difference if it's Malkos or Mamon? I bring you a pasuk. You're telling me it's mitzarev, you could combine money. Money is equal to that, but malchus don't equal that. So what exactly is this supposed to mean? Let's see Rashi's pshat, and then we'll see maybe the other pshatim also. Unless anybody else wants to say a pshat. What that's supposed to. So let's see Rashi. Rashi said, kasher zaman, Rashi said like this. Rashi's understanding is, what's kasher zaman? She kabel hanidon malchus shlema. See, the nidon has to get a full malchus. The nidon, which is the meaning, what you plan on doing, sorry, kasha zaman, what you plan on doing, she kabel hanidon, malchus lam. You wanted the nidon, the guy, the accused, to get a full 40. So you, each person themselves, have to get a full 40. Right? Each guy himself. What did you plan on doing? You plan on get that guy getting a full 40. So you also, Mr. I, have to get a full 40. That's what he says. So then the wise says, so why is money different? So we should say, each person, you should pay a full 200. We say, no. Mama and mitzarev. So how do you understand it? How does Rashi understand the Gemara saying? Rashi saying money can be combined. Vare kibel and masheratu lafsida beikula. He accepted, meaning who's he?
The receiver.
The receiver, the accused. Kibel, he received and he accepted masheratu, what they wanted, lafsida beikula. In money, you know what we care about? We care about the accused guy, that he makes his money back. What's the thing?
He doesn't make anything back.
Nahon, but what you planned on, you right? What you planned on doing? Because it says, "Va'asis lev lo, you do to him what you planned on doing."
So if each pay 200, you profit.
Nahon, he's always profiting. Nahon, but we're saying here that the Torah is not going to make you the story. The Torah is not going to make these two guys make him that we should pay him more than he lost, more than he would have even ever thought of losing. That we plan on making him lose. If we made it,
why would we have thought that? All we have is a passage that says kasher zaman.
No, but see the law, do to
you
him.
You need to do to those zomamin witnesses what kasher. They try to do.
And they plan to do.
Ignore completely the accused and what the result is on him. It's irrelevant. Oh. We're trying to punish them. Might I have a spara now that comes along and says, and now I'm worried about the accused won't get too much, but where's that from? That doesn't exist.
It seems like
this Gemara.
It seems like Rebbe's far as both.
First of all, you're right. That could be what Rebbe's Chiddush in the Gemara is. Right? That is Rebbe's Chiddush. I mean, you're saying,
right.
You understand deeper, like where Rebbe gets such an idea from. I mean, why is he learning?
It doesn't make sense anyway. It's not about retribution, so you can get double the amount, it won't matter.
No,
we don't care how you get double, it's a knas, it's not about retribution.
It's not a knas.
Let's say it's mammon. Well, even if it's mammon, first of all, if it's mammon, then you're paying this guy. The Torah decided you have to pay, even though you did it. In a way, you didn't mammon, you damaged it, you brought it to Bestin. So, really, it's coming out that the difference between malchus and mammon is if you're trying to pay that guy up. I mean, it comes out like this. I hear your question. You're saying, why should Rabbi think of some pshat? Like, where do you get it from exactly? What's the source?
Good question, where you got it from, but that seems like it's
pshat. Nahon, that's what I'm saying. I don't know where you got it from, but that is what Rashi is saying the pshat is. Like, you're saying, why should he come out to some pshat? I'm not sure why.
Why do I care
that
he gets more?
No, before he gets more. We're saying now, the main thing is, we're understanding is, the point of the Edom Zemir,
what? Kasher Zaman now back to them. My original starting point is Kasher Zaman means the Zomim witnesses. That's what the passage comes to teach me that I do to them.
Nahot. So you
but
said,
now
so
I'm flipping back and saying, no, actually, means something different.
So, Nahot, that's the point. So, Nahot, that's the point. Like Kasher Zaman is that you should do what they planned on doing, what you planned on doing to him, which means it sounds like we're focusing on. We're saying Kasher Zaman means each person, you have to pay back what you did to him. Mm-hmm. You have to pay back what you did to him. We're saying that's not true. That's Rebbe's Chiddush. The Torah is teaching me not like that. But I see them like that. That's what I thought. The Gemara is saying that's not so true. I mean, even according to this, the Gemara, in a way, we're like switching it a little bit. We're saying But we also care about the receiver. We also care about the accused.
Rabbi's trying both. Rabbi cares about both.
In a way, Rabbi cares about both. Rabbi's saying, I want you to pay, you should really pay, but really what I care about is this, the accused guy. He said, he's going to say it depends, like this. Let's see both Rashi's, the difference, we'll see the contrast. Let's see Rashi again. Rashi, in the case of Mama, right, what do you say, Rashi? Oh, sorry, because in the Rashi before, Rashi says, in Malchus, what Rashi? Let's go back on Rashi. Rashi said, says Kasha Zama, she kabel hanidon Malchus Flamer. You want to make him get a full Malchus, so we give you a full Malchus, right? So now Malchus, the other guy is not gaining anything. The guy in the box, the accused, doesn't gain anything how much Malchus you get.
That's the only because it's not
Mitzaret. So which means...
But if it was Mitzaret...
No, but why? What does the word mean it's not Mitzaret? I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out. What does it mean it's not Mitzaret? What does that mean it combines, doesn't combine? What's the pshat on that? Why does something combine and one not combine? I mean, it's just words. You tell me money is combined. Malchus doesn't combine. What is that? What's that supposed to mean exactly?
It doesn't combine it doesn't combine for the accused.
Good. So that's the chiddush.
Doesn't combine for the accused. If they combine for the accused, then they don't get a kasher zama.
Good. But we're trying to say in Malchus, we're saying doesn't combine. What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean? Doesn't combine. Meaning, what's that supposed to mean? So one second, relax. So what's that? What we're saying, Malchus doesn't combine. Yeah, what does that mean, Rabbi Chanan? Malchus doesn't combine.
Because the 21st lash you're giving to the first guy, if you're giving him 40 lashes, the 39 lashes, the 21st lash is a painful lash.
There is a pshat like that.
But if you give 20 to one and 20 to the other, the 21st lash from the first one for the second guy is not as much pain.
So you notice that's your pshat, the Beis HaLevi says your pshat. He said the Beis HaLevi says this pshat. So he's saying like the Beis HaLevi, it's much easier pshat to understand. So he's saying the Beis HaLevi's pshat, but Rashi didn't say that. It's just it's the easier pshat. If you're giving like that, you just go get it. That Pasha, what does it mean? Mammon is mistar, Malchus is not mistar. I mean, the Torah said you do what you try to do to this guy, right? So it means really, according to this Rebbe, also looking at the big picture. If you two try to make this guy lose 100, so together in money you could combine money and 50, 100 zuz and 100 put them together and to hold them together. It's 200 zuz. We give it to the accused. We did. You two did to him. We did to you what you did to him. But in Malchus, you wanted to give this guy 40, right? What do you want to do? Give this guy 20, that guy 20? You didn't get that. That's not the same thing. Neither of you got what you tried to do to him. Because you don't combine pain. If you got 20 and 20, it's not that guy's 40. Understand? There's 40 lashes for one guy hurts much more than 20 lashes on one. So you're not combining, you can't combine the pain. So we never gave anybody what they wanted to do to him. Understand? In the money, it comes up with two guys and hurt their pockets. So together, we did to them what they tried to do to him. That's Rabbi Yosef. In Malchus, if you give this guy 20, this guy 20, did any of them get what they tried to do to him?
They tried to give him 40.
The point is, they want to give him to the maximum. You're not giving this guy to the maximum.
You would have gotten 10, and they could handle 20. They end up getting more than that.
Half of their max.
Not kasha zama.
So it's not kasha zama. Because in the pain, that's the word saying, in money you combine the pain, and the money could come together. Right, it's a physical thing, put it together. So therefore them, but so two guys put the money together. So you go bam, whatever saying, you can't combine the pain.
But what are you going on here? Are you going on the hefzid? Because if it was going to be on him a $400 hefzid, on each one should be a $400 hefzid. That would be kasha zama. Not to pay it back.
But the Torah.
That's the Havamina Rabbah's pshat.
Oh, right. Rabbah started saying that. But Rabbah's saying, no, that he like switches. He turned off. He says, oh, the Torah is kasha zama. It sounds like we're focusing on them that they have to pay. I mean, you're focusing more on the guy, the accused guy. You're saying that they should both pay him twice.
Kasha zama says, achir.
Right. What you plan to do is
focus on the guy.
He's
going to be in a way, hefzid of 400. Each one should have a hefzid of 400.
We are focusing on the guy, but because money has a special nature of being mitzvah, whatever that means, that means we don't focus on the guy.
I understand that, but where do we learn that it's got a special nature?
Because really, I thought it was
terrible. That was our question.
Right, that was our question. I don't know.
Why does money
have
this
nature? We don't know.
Because technically,
so we don't know what that means.
Right. When we were
I know the question. We just said the question.
Money has a nature of 240. It's become 80. Now you have 80 shekels. Uh-huh. It's not 40 and 40 anymore. Uh-huh. But what you can do is you can actually split it and it's back to being 40 and 40.
Fine, but right now
not
he...
Not like Mamash stays now 80. Uh-huh.
Fine, but the Maisa in the punishment... Uh-huh. But that doesn't mean we have the facts down. We understand. I mean, we have the facts down. What's the rubber of a source and why exactly what like made him say this?
Sure, that's the question. Like, what's the love? What's the depth? That money is mistaken.
No, because it's a reality. Money is mistaken in reality. Meaning, there's a reality of when you put money together...
Yeah, not in our case. No, when he's tzaref usually, but in this case,
no, that's what
the guy would be out.
Listen, that's Rebbe's
Chiddush. They should both be out.
Yeah, good. And again, so that's Rebbe's Chiddush. Rebbe's Chiddush, I'm going with the reality in paying back. Meaning, he's saying my main goal is the Torah says do to them what they did to him. So let's see how it's possible in money. It's possible to combine the two monies together, right? And then give it to him, and you gave him what they planned to do to him. But in pain, there's no such thing. Therefore, you have to give each. So two, meaning it depends on the scenario. The Torah is very exact. In each scenario, you have to deal with it accordingly, whatever is possible to do. So in Malchus, if you give this guy 20, the other guy 20, it's not going to. Now, that's not Rashi Pshat. That's an easy Pshat, but it's not Rashi Pshat. What? Rashi is never Pshat. Rashi is saying, find money that you're paying this guy, right? So the main thing is this guy should get his money. Also, Rashi will say it depends on the nature of the thing. In money, you're paying him the money, right? So in this case, the main thing is he should get the full money altogether, the big sum. But by Malchus, it's not about him getting the Malchus. He's not getting the Malchus. So we don't necessarily care. You're telling me, right, split it up and then he got what he wanted. Anyway, the accused guy didn't gain anything. So we would assume when the Torah says give Malchus, we should give the full amount. That's right. Meaning, right, it switches. In the case of money, we're focusing on the accused because he's making money off of it. So therefore, once he got his money, he's happy. Meaning the Torah just wants to give him his full amount he was going to lose. By Malchus, he's not gaining anything. So we don't want to say, we're not going to say the Torah says give. The Torah is giving a sentence of Malchus, we assume each guy gets a full Malchus. I mean, that's what Rashi. Rashi says, in the case of Kasher Zamam, in the regular case of Malchus, we care about the by Mom. Rashi, Mom and Mitzar. Fari Kibel, he got his money. So it's not the easiest part to understand. It needs work. I'm saying, for a Pashup Shah, it definitely needs, what's the difference of Mom and Malchus? We had it was one Pshah, a simple Pshah. It's not Rashi, that in money, right, to do to him what they plan on doing, to combine the money. And Malchus, 20 Malchus and 20 Malchus. No one ever got 40. No one ever got hurt. Therefore, that's where Manasseh said, that's the Pshat they say for the Beis Halevi. And what's the quote? That's what they want to say. That can be. That's what Rashi's saying.
They're coming as a cut. The cut is planning for 200.
Uh-huh.
So the cut has to pay 200.
Good, but why? Maybe they should each pay. Maybe they each have to pay 200. One second. So why is Malchus?
Good.
So why is Malchus different?
Why is Malchus?
They're coming as a cut. Each guy should get 20.
Because you can't split. You can't split Malchus.
Why can't you split? Give each guy 20. I mean, why can't you split Malchus? Why can't you just give each guy 20? That's a buy in Rava. That's a buy. Good in Rava.
You have a cut of 20. You have a cut of 20 people, so each one gets 2.
Yeah, but we don't say, what does the Mishnah say? We don't split up the Malchus. But why not?
Because it's too easy.
Oh, because that's the pshat we want to see from the Beit Halevi. You give a guy only 20, it's too easy. It's not what they wanted to give to him. Good, that's one pshat. Good.
I think that Abai and Rava, at the end, they both focus on the accused. The pshat is they both focus on the accused. Because Abai and Rava is a different starting point. Abai, he doesn't look at the eight zaymim at all, just the accused. Rava starts with the eight zaymim. As long as the accused doesn't get more, and if the accused reaches a ceiling of what it's supposed to get, that stops the eight and don't pay more.
But then it's funny because then in the case of Malchus, we see it has nothing to do with the accused.
It doesn't have to do with the accused.
That's not the whole shot. It has nothing to do with the accused. So
and because there's nothing to do with the accused, you don't run into a problem of the accused getting more. That's the only reason.
Except
in
Malchus, it just
happens to be exactly
the same. Perfect. That's what you have to say with you. Good.
That's Rashi's Pshat, right?
That's a Rashi, yeah, that's right. Rashi. Good, that's Rashi, good. Perfect. What do you say, Ruben? What are you saying? It's a little hard, but that's what they say with you. Perfect. What do you say with Ruben? What do you want to say? Tell us, what do you want to tell us? Teach us, though. We don't know what's stuck. Fine.
Just coming back to the both of them are really going on with the Kasher's Amam is really about the accused.
Good, exactly. Perfect. Exactly. Perfect. Just in Malchus, it's not practical. Nachon, at the end of the day, that's what. But
they have a different story.
Nachon, that's what I was saying. That's what I came to Baruch Hashem. Right before Hashem dropped it, I brilliantly. This side is starting with the end of the thing. Fine, Baruch Hashem. Fine. Good. So again, what are we saying here? Simple. What's the pshat that I want to say for us people, simple people? What's the difference between Malchus and Mammon? Simple pshat is by money, 100 and 100, you gave him what they made him plan on losing. He got 200, right? But for Malchus, if you give this guy 20 and this guy 20, right? Did anybody get what they were going to give to him? What were they going to give to him? How much were they going to give to this guy? 40. So this guy getting 20, is it as painful as 40? No, this guy 20, is it as painful as 40? So no one got kashas. Therefore, you have to give each guy 40. Good. So that's why by money you'll split up the money. By malchus you won't split it up. Chanan is good. Mansur is pshat.
Why can't I say? Why can't I say that if I've got 20 guys and we all give 2 shekels each, it doesn't hurt me to give out the full amount. That would hurt me.
Because that's what you have to do. Because that's because you're focusing on the neither. That's why. Meaning, because really, cause you have to come on there anyway. Really, because you're not focusing on the neither. Which is fine.
Rava's starting point is the accused, but it happens to be that we don't focus on that. We don't learn that out from Malchus because that doesn't apply.
Good. It doesn't work. Fine, it doesn't work, but it's not right. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So that's this. It's a little hard. More this Malchus moment, but Baruch Hashem. We're trying to understand. Hashem shall help us. Fine. I always had to understand the pasuk. By now, maybe we could try to dip into the next Mishnah. We already also, this Mishnah also, we already quoted in this Gemara. Let's see the next Mishnah. Ein ha'edim na'asin zomimin ad she'ezimu es atzman. Edim zomimin do not become edim zomimin unless the second pair of edim does hazama on atzman. What's atzman? On they themselves. Meaning what? So again, the Mishnah says ketzad. Again, we say ketzad. What's the ketzad? The Mishnah explains this stuff. This is like a one-liner. I don't know what it's talking about. It says ketzad. What does that mean? How's the case? Like this. Amru, if Adam say like this, me eden anu be'ish plani shaharges hanefesh. One guy comes in, two Adam come in and say, we are saying Adis Ruve killed Shimon. Good? That's group number one. Comes group number two, Amru lahad, they say to them, meaning group number two says to them, heich ata me eden, how could you say Ados sharei neragze, that this person got killed? Why? Heich ata me eden, how could you say Ados? Shrei behold, Neheragze, this person who got killed, the Neherag is the one who got killed. Oh yeah, Hayrigzo, this person who's saying killed, the killer, Hayimanu was with us, Isayam that day, but Makaplani. Ain't Elu Zayman. This is not a case of Edom Zayman. If the second pair either say that either the killer or the person who got killed was with us on that day, that's not Edom Zayman. What is Edom Zayman? Aval Amrulai, if they told him, Hey Ghatame Edom, how could you say Edos? Atem you ha'isem imanu were with us, I say yet. But ma complaining. Hare ilu zayimin. This is the case of Eden zayimin. Neharag ma'piel get killed. Meaning, the second pair of Eden have to say that the Eden zayimin were with us. They can't tell us that the guy who got killed was with us or the killer was with us, right? It could be it will come out, it'll be a 2 against 2, and the first Eden will fall apart. But it's not called Eden zayimin. They'll do a halacha kasha zama. The halacha kasha zama specifically in a case where the second pair say that you first ate them were with us. Not that they said the killer or the guy who got killed was with us. But so let's see the first Rashi here. Rashi will stop here. Masnisin, let's see the Rashi in the Mishnah. Let's read Rashi where it says Masnisin in the Mishnah. Shiazimu es atman. You have to, the second pair either have to be do hazama on they themselves. Meaning what? Shiazimu ois son, that they have to be maz and then do hazama be iske gufon. About, essentially Rashi says, on their own guf, Rashi said, on your body. Don't tell you the other guy's body, the killer guy, the guy who got killed. But lo be iske hurry ba hurry, the farish ba hazama. Like we'll explain later on. Baruch Hashem, we'll stop here. Shkas, so tomorrow
is the
show.
The lesson of the Gemara is that they brought it upon themselves.
Yeah,
that's
Atman. Asman, yeah.
They brought it upon themselves. They deserve the next set of Edom are just doing what they have to do. But you open your mouth, and you are a liar, and you did it to yourself.
Yeah, Shkia for Yaakov.